This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3615 for Friday, the 10th of June, 2022. Today's show is entitled, I am a troll and I'm trolling HPR, trolling HPR, trolling HPR. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 27 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, we got trolled and what we're going to do about it.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. So on today's show, Dave and I are going to read out the mail list thread that we didn't cover in the community news. However, before we get to that, I want to inform you that we now know that the host in question has been deliberately trolling HPR. I know this because they told me, and when I asked them to stop, they went on to explain that they were a gadfly, and I had to look that one up. Anyway, whatever they claim to be, the end effect for us is trolling. Both myself and Josh had some unnecessarily stressful weeks as a result of somebody's idea of a joke. Anyway, that said, there have been some positives about this as well. Again, we see the HPR community at its best, providing support for us and reasoned arguments on how to go forward. We've also identified a possible loophole in governance, and we've addressed that with a special advisory committee, aka the auditors, team of volunteers from the mail list. And when we do come up with a way of dealing with this trolling issue, we will also have a mechanism to deal with the DMCA takedown requests or any other complaints that we happen to get. So how do we deal with this trolling issue? Well, it's easy. We just ignore them, or to put it another way, stay calm and go on. Now, while this works well for comments, it's not going to be enough when the tactic is to deliberately targeting of HPR. So quite a lot of effort has gone into this particular attack here. First, there was a building up of trust by posting several technical shows into the feed. And we are familiar with this particular tactic, as spammers use it quite a lot when they try to spam us on the forums. Then the host submitted a series of shows that would cause HPR legal issues. More details of that will be in the rest of the show. And then they go on to not responding to questions, presumably in the hope that we will delete the show ourselves. However, by moving out the show to a later date in the queue, we were able to avoid claims of censorship, and the host eventually removed the problem show of their own accord. So then, what attack vector are they going to use next, and how do we deal with that? Well, I have no idea, and how we deal with it is also not going to be easy. But we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. We do, however, need to tackle the risky situation to the hosts, janitors, and hosting providers of having content available on our website that might have legal problems. So I suggest that we do the absolute minimum. We continue to post shows as normal, without listening to them, without editing them. If we do get a complaint, then the janitors will continue to contact the host as normal. Should the host be unavailable, uncooperative, or disagree, then the janitors can either move the show to the backup queue or hide it, depending on the severity of the complaint. In all cases, the janitors will keep the Special Advisory Committee, aka the auditor team of volunteers, in the loop to make sure everything is above board, and then we'll bring it to the community, community news, etc., and the community themselves can decide what the best course of action to take is. So, with that said, I would like to propose the following change to our policies. Both relate to hackerpublicradio.org, stuffyouneedtoknow.php, with spaces being underscores, hashtag not moderated. So currently we have the text, we do not vet, edit, moderate, or in any way censor any of the audio you submit. No change there. We trust you to do that. So what we propose is, we do not vet, edit, moderate, or in any way censor the audio you submit. We trust you not to upload anything that will harm HPR. With the addition of the line, any material that was reported as harming HPR may be unlisted until such a time as the situation is resolved. So I'll be posting this to the mail list as well for discussion and critique. And with that, I'll switch you back to the reading of the mail list. Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Long time no speak, Dave.
Absolutely, yeah, it's been, it seems like, myriads of seconds.
Things that we didn't discuss in the community news that we were going to talk about here. Moving a show out again, let's do that one first, get there. So, you may remember, and I give you a link to back in March mail list discussion about moving a show out, etc., etc., and then that's where the whole concept of auditors came out. We had some problems with, we didn't go into detail at the time, but I wanted to give you the host the benefit of the doubt. Suffice to say that were we to post the show, I was looking at a considerable fine and a year in prison. In the end, the host got back to us to decide to post it somewhere else, and it turns out the other platform didn't want to post the content of my region for the exact same reasons. So now we have another show again with the same content from the same person, but in this case, brings us other legal issues, violating the terms and conditions of the hosting providers. The host is not responding again, and presumably they're out camping. Our policy on censorship states we do not vet, edit, modify in any way censor audio, and it continues to say we trust you to do that. While we have given this host the benefit of the doubt the first time, I feel that they, by immediately posting another show like this, they are betraying the trust of the janitors, hosting providers, patrons, and the wider community. As you can imagine, even having this show in the future feed is a bit risky, and we cannot allow it to hit the main feed until the entire HPR community has time to decide how to proceed, and we'll bring up this on the next community news show, allowing discussions as to how we deal with the stuff going forward. Up until now, it has not been necessary, but alas, now apparently it is. So I am once again asking you to allow me to move the show out so the host has time to get back to me. The CC list has been included in all correspondence, and this CC list is not listed there, but it is the admins, the janitors, Dave and myself. I asked for some volunteers from the auditors, so some of the HPR community from this mailing list, and the people who founded and pay for HPR and our hosting provider people. So that's that. So what do? We go through all of the responses or give a summary of what just happened?
I think going through everything would have some arguments for it, but there's quite a lot of, you know, things that could be summarized, like a whole bunch of yeses a bit later on. So if we can condense what we're saying a wee bit, that would be good, I think.
Okay, you do Claudio's, I'll do mine, and then we'll...
So Claudio says, I know it's rather simplistic and might not be the best option, but I'm tossing it out there. A three strikes policy. Maybe this time give the benefit of the doubt with a stern warning that the next time it will not be allowed. Just a thought.
Hi, Claudio, this is from me. We're talking about the content of these shows only. I have no problem with the host posting other shows that do not bring the law down on us. While the hosts enjoy the advantage of anonymity, the janitors, hosting providers, and patrons do not. The justice system knows where we live and will not afford us the luxury of three strikes.
So Nigel Verity says, in principle, I'm a firm believer of the principle. I disagree vehemently with what you say, but defend absolutely your right to say it, whatever the precise wording was. However, we have to accept that the real world does not follow that approach to its ultimate conclusion. It's easy to take the view, publish and be damned, when it is Ken risking possibly a year inside rather than us. The reality of genuinely unrestricted, no holds barred free speech is actually quite sobering. Try where thought is free for an hour, or an hour or two late at night, GMT, to hear an example of what surely nobody would want HBR to become. And there's a link to what I assume is a podcast or a radio show or something. Yeah. The dilemma would seem to be that HBR can only protect itself against legally unacceptable material if somebody listens to every show between submission and publication to the stream. But that runs contrary to the HBR censorship policy.
And Yannick Prout says, is that JWP?
Yes.
Sure can. Like I said, just push it to the end of the queue twice in a row, though. Maybe three strikes and you're out.
Kevin O'Brien says, I think moving it out is fine, but at some point you have to consider that maybe this person is trying to cause trouble. Back when I taught statistics, I used to saying, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, and three times is enemy action. I'd move this one out, but I would also make it clear that once more, and this person's shows will no longer be accepted on HBR.
Mike Ray says, in my humble opinion, any show that contains stuff that might get the janitors into trouble legally should be canned. Any repeat offenders should be barred. Obviously, I don't know about the content, but I do know is anything like this that I created and which came to the attention of my employers would get me the sack, Mike.
And another from Mike, and I've just read the other comments. Voltaire does not matter when one strike would get Ken landed in prison. As much as we hate it, there are rules about stuff like using copyrighted material or acts of slander or defamation on public media. The only people who get away with breaking the law repeatedly are either Donald Trump or conservative MPs and ministers, and they have deep pockets.
Next one is 5AM8 on 9. We cannot really offer insight or an educated response without actual information. I still do not know the issue with the last show, and prison should definitely come with an explanation. This is all way too vague, and the amount of discussion around when we will be screening disallowing shows from Brian. And I reply, the issue with the previous show was Holocaust denial, which is illegal in the Netherlands. And I give a Google translated section. Article 137C1. He who is publicly, orally, or in writing or image, deliberately insult a group of people because of their race, their religion or belief, their heterosexual or homosexual orientation, or their physical, psychological or mental disability shall be punished by imprisonment of not more than 1 year or a fine of the third category, which is a big one. Links there. Luckily, the host removed the show as my wife and I were not willing to risk prosecution or suffer the associated reputational damage that could come from by even being seen to associate with the show. And in response to, it's all way too vague. At this stage, what I'm asking is to move out the show until the community can decide what to do. Screening everything may be the way of the future, though. Don't like it? Then if you live in the EU, you can contact your representative. And this is linking to a requirement by the EU that all content that's published within the EU be pre-vetted. And if you are in Europe and you disagree with that, please contact your European Commissioner. And now I go on, putting down my official janitor mop of office for a moment. Do you have your official janitor mop of office?
It's just over there in the bucket.
Exactly, yeah. As I see it, janitors should not have the right to censor a show. Do you agree with that?
Indeed.
But janitors do have the right not to post a show. Do you feel about that, Dave?
Well, it seems to follow from the discussion, because the freedom for you or indeed me to go to jail as a consequence of it is not one that we want to exercise.
Yeah, some things I might do, but I need buy-in from my family for that, and I'm not saying there are certain things, but if whatever it is you're saying and I feel that I'm willing to suffer the consequence of whatever that may be, then yeah, that's a conversation I'll have, but I have the right not to post the show if I don't want to. So how do we balance these? Going back to the thingy. My own personal opinion is that the system we have in place for the last nearly 17 years is working well enough. We get the shows, we can post them without vetting them. If somebody complains and the claim seems to be valid, then the janitor should be able to notify everybody and postpone its release until such a time as the community can decide what to do. Mike says, in my humble opinion, any host guilty of Holocaust denial should be banned outright, no questions asked, not just because they could land the janitor in prisons. Of course, they could then just pop up again under another name.
So according to Thunderbird's threading, Brian Navarette is the next responder.
I'm confused.
I'm confused. Is it the Ukraine stuff in the show that's an issue, or is there Holocaust denial stuff I missed, or is it calling the System D guy a creep the problem? Seems like whatever it is, the show is on the website and the law of the lowlands has already been violated. That's Brian in Ohio. I'd forgotten. Sorry.
Yep. And I reply, the issue with the previous show was Holocaust denial, which is illegal in the Netherlands. The show in the queue has been deemed by the hosting providers to violate the terms and conditions of their US-based ISP. I cannot speak to what that is. So rather than debate the issue, can we people please focus on the only questions being asked? Can we move the show out to a later date? A simple yes or no will suffice.
And then we go into a bunch of responses to that point. I think Dujon says yes. Claudio Miranda says yes. X1101 says yes.
Nigel Verity says that's four yeses. Spora says yes.
Says yes, yes.
Sarah says yes.
And Mike Ray says, "Do I do him? No, yeah. Don't move the show. Just don't post it. We don't want Holocaust deniers on HBO."
Brian says yes.
And DNT says, "I say yes to move the show again. I wonder if it could make sense to restrict the future feed to subscribers of this or another list somehow. That may mitigate the legal risk of posting shows blindly. Not sure what is gained from having a completely open future feed anyway. And perhaps this list would be private enough without being really restricted."
Hey, DNT, Ken and Auditors. I phoned Ken on the phone. I live in Germany and Ken lives in the Netherlands. Both places have some pretty hard laws about saying the Holocaust did not happen. So I verify that if the show is posted, which it wasn't, from a legal form, that a legal criminal event could happen. So just post it out right into the calendar until we hear back. But again, that was from the previous show, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. There was some confusion about which show we were talking about along
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, yeah, it got quite complex. We got a reply to an earlier thing, well, to the yes-no question, I think, from Andrew Conway, who says, "Can you have my approval for moving this show out? If the issue keeps recurring and burns too much time, then please say it, and we can discuss how to deal with that." And John Doe says, "If this is the show about System D, I don't find anything that would be problematic legally, short of keywords, which, taken out of context, cause some tripping up. Listening to the episode clears those misconceptions. Mainstream media, for example, is often used as a dog whistle for a specific ethnic group. But in this context, yes, I don't know what that to be the case. That may violate policy, spreading propaganda about the situation in Ukraine, and understandably problematic on the part of a hosting provider, but unlikely to cause issue in terms of prison time for the host."
And I replied to that, as I stated here, given links 1, 2, 3, 4, as I stated here and here again, the issue of Holocaust denial was the previous show and not this one. Link again. The show was removed with consent of the host, so you would not be able to listen to that. At HBR, the host was again contacted us to inform us that they may remove the show, that we may remove the show, and they may submit an edited version later in the month. The show is now removed, but will be still discussed at the community news with a view to formalizing a procedure for dealing with complaints takedown requests.
And then Carl Chave said, "My curiosity having been piqued by this thread, I listed the subject show twice listened, did he mean? Show twice before it vaporized. I listened to it twice because I was working on other things at the same time and thought I must have missed the obviously illegal bit the first time through. Even after the second listen, I'm still not sure what it was. There was something I have no doubt. I'm just not sure whether the fact that I couldn't pick it out is a negative reflection of me or of the law.
To which I reply, we now have another show from the same host that has content that will bring us other legal issues, as well as violating the terms and conditions of our hosting providers. That's what I said in my original post. The legal concerns that were raised pertain to UK law, and the terms of service refers to US law.
So there are
a few other ones out that we missed. Sporus. Mike Ray. Anyway, Spora says, I'll read it out of sequence. The solution seems simple enough. We make Ken and the other host, janitors, patrons fabulously wealthy so the law is no consequences. Barring the community implementing that, I'd say censorship for the sake of censorship is one thing, but not publishing something that would land the responsible party in legal hot waters is another. I feel that Ken and others have acted in good faith in the past and would likely say that they regularly not agreed with things creators have said on their shows. The beginnings of HBO was before my time in the community, but I don't believe Ken or others agreed that they'd take the legal bullets for creators as part of volunteering to help HBO run. I would be interested in knowing more particulars of how the content of these shows were legal issues for the HBO managers, but from what I've seen, how things are handled, I could have some level of trust that they aren't blowing smoke at the claims that are made. I think the three strikes rule has some merit. It's probably worth more discussion from the community on how exactly it will be worded and implemented. Since we ask hosts to self-center themselves, how would we make sure we aren't putting out shows that cause legal troubles without having some board to listen to them all and vet them? You'd likely need a legal counsel to know for sure. It seems like a possible slippery slope where not publishing things because of fear of reprisals, even if you couldn't be illegal. That said, I'm fairly certain that some locales there wouldn't be legal issues with the publisher of the content, but also not a lawyer, and know that people who are part of the HBR encompass many legal jurisdictions that will likely work in many different ways. Now, that's a very valid point. I know that there have been many debates regarding US law and platforms versus publishers and who is responsible. Typically, these debates have been regarding social media. Unfortunately, the reality that I have to remind myself often is that we may be legal for some people is not going to be for others. Just because you may be able to legally do something where you are doesn't make it fair to require those in another jurisdiction to be left holding the bag when the cops come a-calling. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, this area, like many, where I don't feel I'm able to offer a solution, but would like to say that I appreciate how these stickier issues tend to be handled by the H community and staff. While I don't know that I've ever seen everyone 100% agree, there's almost always a level of respect to the discourse. It makes me quite proud to have even a small connection with the community. Thank you all to have made and continue to make HPR what it is, Spores.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah. Moving out show again from Mike Ray. Have you got that one or shall I do it? I'll do these ones, right?
Yes. I'm just puzzled as to which one.
Okay.
I'm getting lost
in
these
threads. Well, I'm just going to the... I'm linked them from the main archive page and then just opened all the tabs. So
okay.
So I'm not reading. I'm not using Thunderbird. In my humble opinion, the three strikes rule is unworkable, as Ken suggests. Maybe not in so many words. One strike could land you all the janitors in prison or fined out of existence. And this is definitely not acceptable as a risk. Even more so for those who are provide hosting free of charge. It is not censorship to remove something that would destroy their lives. It's just sensible. The janitors do not owe us a debt of care. Freedom of speech has hard limits. Anyone who thinks it does not is living in cloud cuckoo land.
So Nigel Verity He replies to that saying, having read the varied and valid points put forward, I am wondering if we're making this more difficult than necessary. At the moment, it seems we all trust Ken's judgment on what constitutes a show that would be inappropriate and illegal to distribute, but are concerned that this amounts to a constraint on free speech, which, as a general principle, we all support. News organisations like the BBC, CNN, DW, AFP, etc. don't host hardcore porn, even though doing so is not illegal in their own jurisdictions. This is not censorship per se. It's based on editorial judgment of what is and is not appropriate to the interests of their target audience. This community is not free public radio or open public radio, either of which might suggest a free-for-all in terms of who submits shows. But their subject... Their subject and who submits shows, their subject and who listens. Sorry about that. The hacker label does present a useful boundary for determining what is suitable content for an audience, with the interests of hackers before the issue of free speech even arises. In the case of the BBC, etc., we never know what items they decide not to host. We can improve considerably on that by offering editorial or janitorial transparency, declaring at the monthly roundup if a show has been pulled and an explanation. If the show in question were promoting terrorism or paedophilia, say, the appropriateness for a hacker forum would be sufficient reason before the question of legality even rises. If anyone feels that the power of withdrawal is being used too frequently, then there would be an opportunity to make such misgivings known.
So HBR, this is some guy on the internet. Hereby authorize one Mr. Ken Fallon to settle the matter legal content twice submitted by unnamed host in a way that upholds and sustains well-being of HBR Hacker Public Radio community. Some issues require a referee and others an undertaker. Take what measures necessary to preserve the community platform content. That is all. Okay, so let's move on to the other topic I wanted to discuss, and that was reserve queue. I don't know, can we really have this topic now, or should we record yet another show?
It's way off track compared to what we've been dealing with so far. I think it might be better to
Okay, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of
Hacker
Public
Radio.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.